What's poppin', people? It's Dante. Welcome to the Centennial Arboretum, where I spend 8 hours of my day in paradise. And so today I was thinking about beauty, maximizing beauty, why this matters, and also this notion of vitality and in congruence with this idea of beauty. You know, where I find that ultimately maximizing vitality is an expression of your beauty. If you think about it, like, the body is a manifestation of God. Let's say that the image of God is within us, that we are a divine creation. And recognizing that, we become the ultimate creation with consciousness, with the ability to think, to write, to read, to create, to speak, and to communicate, and to express ourselves. You know, amongst the animal kingdom, we are the supreme mammal. We are the supreme animal, right? We have the ability to create, we have the ability to make. And so, as a manifestation of God, I believe that we become the apex form of beauty itself. And so, as an artist, I seek to maximize beauty. You know, I seek to maximize not only the beauty within my physical body, but also within the way in which I perceive the world with my two eyes. Like, I want to see beautiful things throughout my day. I want to have the light of the sun emanate through my eyes, fueling my body with this vitamin D that I need, and the testosterone synthesizing throughout the hormones in my cells and carrying blood throughout my bloodstream. It's a very natural place to be in a park, right? You know, I'm surrounded by beauty. You know, the birds are chirping, the trees' leaves are wiggling, the sun is rising, new flowers are blooming. You know, life is beautiful. But I think the problem is the modern world tries to flatten out everything, right? Where everything becomes the same, everything becomes mediocre. And there's this trend towards the ugly in modern architecture. That's one of the most prevalent things that I've, like, realized. Simply living in a city like Philadelphia, you walk around, you see these offices. They look like big, you know, just like beehives, right? They're kind of just these, like, flattened out spaces with, you know, fluorescent lights inside. They're just unnatural spaces, and they don't look aesthetically beautiful. They're not inspiring. And I think that's a problem. Whereas, you know, if you look at any of the architecture of the past, right, thinking of the Fairmount Waterworks, the Philadelphia Museum of Art, the library, you know, these spaces not only are beautiful aesthetically on the outside, but on the inside they have experiences, artwork, wisdom, and knowledge to gain. You know, but when you go into a modern office building, you sequester yourself in the fluorescent lights, surrounded by an ugly sort of box, you know, working in a box, kind of boxing yourself in for the day. And that, to me, is a problem as an artist. And so my solution to this problem of modern life in a city is working in a park. That way I can have the freedom of my mind to think, to wonder, to also physically wander with my body, to create, to think, to read, to write, to surround myself in beauty is ultimately a priority. Look at this hat. It's random. And so, that's just important to me, to maximize beauty throughout my day. And then when it comes to the body as an outward representation or manifestation of God, through fasting, undergoing autophagy, replenishing cells, getting deep sleep, walking, standing upright throughout the day, exerting your will to power through physical force, weightlifting, eating satiating whole foods like meat, and then avoiding all of the toxic things, avoiding all of the poisonous foods, avoiding all of the poisonous media. You know, where I find that ultimately ugliness is not only a physical thing, but it's also something that derives in the mind. And so with a weak body, with a poisoned body comes a poisoned mind, and then a poisoned mind will ultimately have a poisoned spirit, and that poisoned spirit will lack this enthusiasm, will lack this vitality or this love for life itself. And so through that denial of the physical body comes the denial of the mind, the denial of the mind, the denial of the spirit. And that denial of the spirit becomes an ultimate denial of life itself, where then complacency, mediocrity, and ugliness is born. And so the thought is, by stripping yourself down to like the bare bones, the bare necessities, where you have your shelter, you have your food, you have your clothing, you have these bare needs, and removing all of the distractions of the modern world, the chase for money, the pursuit of this or that, material things, desires, lust for women, I think then you become free and full of vitality with mental clarity. Because the modern world, it kind of tells you what you should be or how you should behave or what you should do. But if you ignore those modern notions of success and you create your own paradise and you stop distracting yourself, well, then you can become super abundant with vitality, and I believe maximize your potential for beauty through the way that you physically appear, through the way that you think and create, and through the way in which you feel about life itself. And so I think by prioritizing vitality, you maximize beauty. And so we essentially neglect beauty and have replaced it with productivity. Think of the buildings once again, the architecture that we create. It's essentially to maximize the productivity of the worker, and the worker, and also to maximize the cheap labor and the cost involved of smoothing out these surfaces with the glass panes. And you know, it's obviously cheaper to build these buildings, and they're quite replaceable in a way, as are the people within them, which is a really sad and like gloomy, like kind of scary thought, because that's kind of the system that's in place with a lot of these big corporations and buildings where people work in, because they're maximized for productivity, where we're being told when to wake up, when to shit, to eat, to sleep, you know, when to go home. You know, it's kind of crazy to me that for essentially all of our lives, we're essentially not even questioning why. Like, why are we living in this life of mediocrity and productivity over maximizing beauty and vitality, you know, where these artificial spaces that we dwell in become these very ugly spaces that lower your vitality, that I believe are unnatural to dwell in and not good for your body, for your mind, for your spirit. And so because of that, I ignore those things and I don't participate in that sort of modern way of life, which is interesting. And then yeah, so the moral of the story, I believe through maximizing vitality, you then maximize beauty, because the more energy and power that you harness in your body, the more time you spend under the sun, the more beautiful you become. And to me, we are the ultimate cathedral, you know, like your body is the ultimate manifestation of God. Your body is the ultimate luxury condo, office building, cathedral, temple. And so by prioritizing that, then everything else in life will fall into place. And that's the thought of the day.